This is Dillsbury FM on African Radio. This is Dillsbury FM on African Radio.
Accused 14-year-old girl
thrown from the state.
The attorney for the prosecution.
True African American criminal.
If you're just joining us, it's another day, another beautiful edition of The Shot. And today, it's Akon's Shot. Your girl, Ajoke Ade, is right here on the MIC. Waiting, Shelle, wait. Somebody tells her, waiting with this. Yes, it is the criminal offense that has been against our brother, our own children of the Southern Top African land at a point in time. Don't get it mixed up. We are intentional and we are on course. Hey, before we move fast forward, my maker, they thank everybody where they support us. You are the reason why we are here. And with your little change, little love, anything little, we would be able to move this mission to the permanent side. Some people tell me, say, they don't want to come out. It is simple. If you want to give us anything, the first thing you can give us is your support. Please download our radio, go to the Play Store, or better still, www.dudespray.com. So when you scroll down, you would see the link to download our radio there. So when you download the radio, you will also do well to be able to move down, join this awesome family in the chat room. So many things are happening here. And before the story, fast forward match, now today, thank you. Those of you where they watch us on the various social media platform, you are the reason why we are here. And what we have to say is, thank you. Thank you a lot. So make I carry you go the short way day. I don't give you. What's happening now? Now, Egbon Akon, Kilo Shelle, criminal. Yes, so. Now, criminal offenses that carry give him at that time. But he has actually always been somebody who has always been bedeviled with crime. However, in all, he was able and is able and is still able to stand tall and strong. I don't know your story today, but Akon's story is what? Listening to, what learning from, and what dancing to, because Akon is an African. I am proud of this Senegalese. Akon's Shot today on your Sunday Extra with your girl.
Accused 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, he was accused, and all over the internet, all over the newspaper. Everywhere, people were just talking. Convicted, convict music, waiting happen at that time. So, like the true son of the soil, he apologized. But there's something, you know, I always give you that which has been contraband. See, I don't care. Yes, I looked for the video. I was like, Akon was accused. Kilo Shelle. Why would this Egbon be accused? What did he do? And in the voice of this person, I will carry and give you. So let's listen with a sense of responsibility. I cannot show you the picture because that picture is a contraband picture. Yes, this one where they show you know with contraband. But the one where we say on our one watch, it is contraband. But there was a bold, you know, newscaster, editor, narrator, with Akon Akon Loju at that time. Yes, so. And then he was able to actually let us know. And he kept the video. That is why we did tell now, say, internet never forgets. Now, 14-year-old Bege Shelle at that time, that girl, they told say, they don't know. Hey, mama, no, no. Mama, no, de. Papa, no, de. Oga police, you're waiting, you they fine for. So he can just go club, won't go do live show. But the way, if you see the video, the way they strategically position that babe, even if you be only Gabriel, you go look him twice. But I'm not going to exonerate what Egboni can do, because an injury to one is an injury to all. The way he takes smash the babe head on top the floor, even if now Ashi, you're not supposed to do him like that. Ashi will be say you pay for every day the next way you want to do for Ram. But then this now he can shot today. Lesson to all.
Recent concert in which popular hip hop mogul rapper artist.
So, this video that you are hearing, the analyzer at the back, is just so full of shit that even as a lady, I am not proud of that my born Akon did this. It was actually a sexual assault, even if a 20-year-old lady. An adult, it shouldn't be.
Senior, whoever, Akon sexually assaulted a 14-year-old girl in a recent concert.
So it was, the video was viral. It went viral. Many thanks to people who are just joining us. And you will see the girl is young and a boy Akon is supposed to be old. But he did not know. And along the line, the whole thing just went haywire. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the song Extra and now the Akon shot we carry give you. It will be good. It will be good to give us thumbs up, like, comment, subscribe, donate. If you want to donate, go to our website www.dudusprey.com. You will see the donate link. Download the radio too, of course, because we give you some African content. We spotlight, touchlight, and even highlight. Now only Africa fit do am. We spotlight, touchlight, and highlight. Who is Akon? Egboni Akon. There's something we say Egboni Akon they always fear all in life. You know, you see when you say something we say, I no one make me and am day inside the same video. Now criminal case. Egboni Akon know they like him, but you know, say like today na Sunday now. As the Bible talk, I'm say the thing where I fear the most, that he they always stare me in the face. Copyright of this content goes to the source and everyone who has made this available.
Was
and we say thank
every
you.
Decision that I made. So what's it gonna happen? You know, because I always had a habit of writing about things that I went through because.
So, Egboni Akon in this video will be say with NCGTN, tell you say, you know, they like, some way they fear now to go jail. Egboni no one go jail. He no like prison. But somehow, the orange cloth, the orange overall, the orange, they always find them and you don't know how. I'm steady trying to find the motive. And every time, one time or the other, he will find himself locked up. Egboni Akon was locked up several times. Yes, short intervals. But if you put all the years together, all the times together, it's about 3 years. You know, like maybe 6 months here, 3 months here. What's it gonna happen? Who is Akon? Akon is an icon of the African genre of music. There is something about our own men on top Africa with Sabi remix, mix three, and do everything. Akon is somebody who will give you the concatenation of R&B, hip-hop, dancehall, reggae, pop, vocals, you know, synthesizer, and even drums. It is actually iconic, and you will always enjoy it. Akon was able to infuse the African music beat just like every other African legend in this continent, taking our songs, our music, and our lyrics beyond the Sean beyond the soil because they are the truest shun of the soil. It's your girl Ajokede right on there. Myself is just joining us. We are highlighting this great African icon. However, the gbege will be say shele, we are not to show you, but this egbon, if you want to see the full clip, it's horrible. I can share it with you after the service. Yes, because so many times we say, oh, he did it, oh, he did not do it. We have the copy. He did it. 14-year-old versus Akon. But what happened that time? She nah, true. It happened, yes, that's the truth. And Akon actually said he was sorry. And the sorry matter reached the domot of everybody on the continent and even across the globe. The beauty of this shot is he was able to take the responsibility for everything. This was a 14-year-old in a club at night, and Akon was told to do the do-do-do because he sang, JJ, I wanna love you, you already know. You remember that song? And they changed them to the F word for them to be able to sell their product. This shot is for all the African musicians and all the African true son of the soil. How long, for how long will you keep changing the lyrics, the sound, the tunes of Africa to suit their own fetishness? Make I give them to you. Above all, Akon apologized, and I give it to him for the apology. So this copyright goes to them too, people way on now.
Akon under fire for a sexually explicit.
So after the sexually explosive video, there was fire on him, left and right, front and back. Even me, Ajoke, I fired Akon because I loved every African icon. And I was like, as a young girl, I was quite young then, yeah, 2013, thereabouts. I was young, yes, but I was scared for my life, and I was just like, oh, so could this happen? Teenagers, we always want to explore. But the fire came, and Akon took the shot.
Sit dance on stage with a 14-year-old girl has offered an apology to...
So he apologized, Akon apologized, he offered apology to... everybody. The deal was for him to do the simulation of the other room on stage. They asked him to do it too, and he also agreed, forgetting the fact that where it has been debated and disputed that African men don't really value women in the other room. So this generation coming behind, can we change things? Please, let's do. And that is the Akon's shot today. This shot is against all of us, but this shot is also for all of us. So it is against us no matter where you have been. It is a stain on our fabric, the way we treat women. Don't forget, they do worse than we do, but the thing is, we are loud with our own. So this shot came and Akon took it, and is also telling us that we should rise above. Saying sorry for this.
The teen and anyone else who was offended by the display. Akon.
So Akon, like a man on the continent of Africa, a true man indeed, who will take responsibilities for his action and inaction, Egbon Akon apologized. I don't know about you today. He said he was sorry for the action and the inaction. So here we are today. Will you also be able to rise above it and apologize? The sound of the lyrics continues. Locked up, you know, locked up, don't let me out. You remember that song? So Akon writes his lyrics to suit and to also depict everything that has happened. And he also apologized. Sorry. He said, you can put the blames on me. I will take the blame for you. And I will also take it from you. Today, let's move on This is the Akon short, and I am actually, I wanted to show you something, but I don't know if we'll still be able to show you. But I guess I have to sing it to you. Egbon Akon, can we sing it together?
And I will show you that I'm a good son.
Yes, Akon showing you that he's a good son. Yes, after the whole accusation, Egbon Akon want to show the world that he is a what? A good son. A good true son of the soil. Don't miss it.
The attorney for the prosecution.
True African-American.
Criminal path.
Is a true African-American who is having the story of every one of us today. Men, women, we know how we dey take do am on top of Obodo Oyinbo. We leave thinking that there is a greener pasture outside, but we end up realizing that there is no place like home. Please, when you are abroad, stand for the truth. And many thanks to the Spirit, the first and only truly Pan-African Media House, standing Gidigba, standing Gidigba for Washington. Your girl Ajoke Ade speaking from one of the international studios, and we are just to show you that we are a race that is taking responsibility for the good, for the bad, knowing that we would make the ugly beautiful in no time.
Sponsors have pulled out of the concert.
So the accusation went on, a young man trying, Akon, the icon today. You must take responsibility today. Take it away. The Akon shot for you. Take it away. Take responsibility.
And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me.
Do not forget, everything you do will affect the people around you. Those you know and those whom you do not know.
So I want to take this time out.
So always take the time out when you do something wrong, like Egbon Akon did, to say what?
To apologize for things that I've done.
Always apologize for the things you have done.
The things that haven't occurred yet.
Even the things that haven't occurred yet.
The things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sometimes they don't want to take the responsibility for it. But we say sorry. Always apologize and mean it. Take your life to the next level, like Egbon Akon did. Akon did well for himself, and I am excited for him. Yes, he overcame, he stood tall and strong, and he did something for Africa. He's still doing it. The project is on, and it is called the City of Light, Akon City. Akon City. Akon City in West Africa, Senegal to be precise. This is a city that will be our own Wakanda in the future, the futuristic city where you can go to enjoy everything. The Black Panther series. This is a city that would depict what you see in our own movies, in our own animation. Thumbs up to you, brother. So we are going back home to Fit Africa. Akon is leading us. I am excited because Akon saw it all, went through it all, took all the SHIT, and he was able to actually bring out the light in it. I don't know about you today, but I would say I am in love with a man who knows his history, who knows his flaws, and who is strong enough to take the bull by the horn. Today, Akon is lighting up Africa, the West Africa, Senegal to be precise. What will you do today? This is Akon's shot to you. Take responsibility and move on, because Mama Africa waits for no one other than you. It's your girl Ajoke, and I love you so much. In the spirit of unity and oneness on the continent of Africa, I woke up with this sound in my mind with his lyrics, and he's saying to you that a people without geographical boundary, a people without a definite language, and a people without a future is a people that will go into extinction. May you never go into extinction, Mama Africa. So let us maintain. So many things are happening. Let us protect our own interests. Protect your daughter. Protect your son. And let us protect the next door neighbor, because that is who we are on the continent of Africa. Love you so much, Akon. Love you so much, all icons on the continent of Africa. I don't feel like leaving, but it's always short and sweet as always. Those who are listening on the radio, we thank you so much. Those who are joining us, I want to give it to you. Let me give it to you. Oh, yes, that's the sound of Africa. That's the sound of Africa. I am excited and I can't take it away. You know, there's a way we do this. And this is the story of a man that we have brought to you in his own fallible state. He was able to stand. I don't know about you today, but you can stand. Not just standing, you can stand tall and strong. Stand with Dudu Spree today. Download our radio. You will be glad you did. And as you do that, you can also join our family. If you say you speak your own language, they will say, assalamu alaikum. Anything where they fall for you? It is for us for you. And of course, please donate and support us. Those of you on the PayPal, you can use our website. Those of you now, we get the Okponiwa, a payment gateway made by us. Okponiwa. Yes, that is the Odu for character. Yes, that's good. I love that. And this of you now, we won't use the Naira. YGY Global Transformation Limited will help us collect on 0714456525. Guarantee Trust Bank. You can contact us for sponsorship, for donation, for advert placement, and most importantly, for collaborations. And as you take Duam, please, the number is simple. Fast forward match. Yes, so +1 212 256 9117. Make I give them to you again. +1 212 256 9117. All the studio lines. If you want to join us, the big for the live studios anywhere in the globe, where you're there, +1 253 948 0573. +1 253 948 0573. Okay, you do the top fast one. Do this be official@gmail.com. Send everything to us. Receipt or inquiry, info@doodlespree.com, and then you can use a password match. Our own baby avatar, ajokeade@doodlespree.com. I told you, Ajokeade is a concept, is a futuristic concept for Afriland. Mama Africa rise today. We will not fall again. Akon shot, we give to you. It's your girl, Ajoke. Egba.
We try. We're choosing the way. We'll do what it takes to.
I had an uncle named Rambo. He was like the town hall boy. That's why they call him Rambo. And he used to always get locked up when we was in Africa. So we would have to visit him. And in Africa, you don't get served food. Your family have to bring the food to you. And there's no bathrooms. It's just literally a cell. There's no air conditioning, none of that. Like, you're stuck. No showers. It is what it is. The most horrible experience I've ever experienced. I was used to be so afraid of getting locked up. Like, I used to be terrified of jail. Then I went to the United States and did everything in my power not to get locked up, because I remembered that those visits I have to make to my uncle. Then I get locked up. I'm crying real tears on the way to jail. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. I wasn't even caring about what my mom and my dad thought. I was worried about what I'm about to be dealing with. So I get to jail. They give me a uniform. I get a bologna and cheese sandwich with some ice cream. They give me a bed with comforters, a television in the hall. I'm like, dude, this is paradise. I know I shouldn't be saying this, but I was like, man, if I could live like this every day, I'm cool. Because it was so luxurious to me compared to what I thought jail was going to be like. And it made me so fearless after that. Like, I was so fearless. Like, if I can come back, if I got to come back to this for punishment, I could do whatever I want in America. Like that, no, that's how crazy it was.
Yeah.
But then after 6 months of that, I couldn't move. I was stuck. I couldn't get out. I couldn't do anything without the guards' permissions. That punishment was worse. Mm-hmm. And just me being who I am, a real, you know, free person, I gotta move when I wanna move. I gotta, like, as you can see now, I'm like a free bird. I just do what I want when I want to do it. When that freedom was taken away from me, it changed everything. And then I had a cellmate who was an older guy. He was actually being transferred to death row.
Ooh.
And I was remembering about my two best friends, you know, that was at the time was just locked up. They hadn't been transferred over or even sentenced for that matter. And the older guy who was my cellmate would always talk to me every day about his life and what he'd been through. And then as he was going, I would write things about it. And naturally, because I already had the habit of writing about songs,
yes,
of, you know, my actual experiences, I wrote about being locked up while I was locked up. And I would sing it out loud to the point where the whole pod would sing it every time the guard would walk past. I'm locked up, they won't let me out. And it became like an anthem in there. And then the old guy came to me. I remember his name was Booney Lowe, and he said, listen, man, if you put as much hustle into your gift as you did in the street, there's no way you can't be successful.
Gosh.
He said, life is really all about choices. You could choose the left side or the right side, the good side or the bad side. Mm-hmm. And it all depends on where you put your energy. You could be the richest man in the world, but the most wanted guy at the same time, and can't even spend that money freely. Or you could do the positive thing, be the richest man in the world, and be able to give the money out to whoever you want, when you want, do whatever the hell you want to do with it. It's your choice.
Hey there, thanks for checking out CNBC on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on all of the world's biggest stories. You can also click on any of the videos around me to watch the latest from CNBC. Thanks for watching.
This is the steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? Freedom ain't getting no closer.
Locked up actually was a turning point in my life, really. Being locked up was the turning point of every decision that I made moving forward. You know, because I always had a habit of writing about things that I went through, because before I got locked up, I was like really quiet, low-key, kind of standoffish. Like, I never really talked to people about what I was going through or the problems that I had, because most of it stemmed from doing illegal things in the street, so I couldn't talk to too many people about it anyway. So I kind of just kind of kept to myself, wrote about it, and made songs about these situations. That was a way of venting. So when I got locked up, that habit followed me in jail. And that's why the song was written in jail. And that's how the concept of even being locked up became a song in itself. So it became actually the thing that saved me, because ultimately the direction I was going around that time, I didn't know where that was.
And I get locked up, they won't let me out.
When the song was written, it was one of those things that was like, okay, I realized that I wasn't the only person that was dealing with that or that could relate to that. I honestly took for granted how many people have ever even been locked up or had a family member that was currently in jail or experienced the same thing. So it became something that actually just resonated, you know? They won't let me out, they won't let me out, no. Oh, no. Actually, when I wrote it, it was just me venting, writing about the experience at that time. I didn't even know it would actually even be a song that I would ever even release, you know, because I wrote it while I was in jail, so there was no music attached to it. I hadn't had a chance to produce it or anything. So it was just the thought of, man, I'm in here, and I just said, let me just write about the cause and effect of being lit here. You know? Watching it rise up in the charts is what made me realize that I had something, because I never expected the song to be as big as it was. It was around the time when I started hearing myself on the radio constantly, cars driving by playing the songs and loud music, that I was like, wow, this song really is impacting people. That's when I didn't realize how many people could relate to that record. The corner block's on fire, undercover's dressed as me. Oh man, like when you look at it 15 years later and it still feels the same. Because for some reason, I still feel normal. I don't even really feel like a celebrity, if that makes sense. Because I'm still dealing with things that normal people deal with. So, and I never looked at being famous as a bonus. You know what I mean? Like, I never, because I still feel the same as a person. I still feel like, okay, I'm just Ali. The Locked Up record, which was more of an experience-based record, is what made me realize that trying to follow up with a song, honestly, without utilizing the same element that got me here would be stupid. So I said, well, let me just continue to write about my experiences. It's obviously my experience is something that people want to know more about. So it went from that to Ghetto, which was another experience. It went from that to Mr. Lonely, which was another experience. It went from that from Don't Matter, Nobody Want to See Us Together, which was another experience. And I went to the strip club and saw the most beautiful thing that I really wanted to tag. And I Want to Love You. Another experience. So it just kept going from experiences to experiences. And it was like, wow, I mean, my everyday life is everyone else's everyday life, you know? So it became my way of just continuing to deliver and make songs that I feel like I can enjoy singing because it was parts of my life that I was sharing with the world.
Your girl out of town day right here on Judas Spray FM, don't change that dial.
This is Judas Spray FM on African Radio.